An Iowa farmer is at the center of a legal battle that could have far-reaching effects for the future of wind-generated power in the U.S. The dispute has to do with whether people who put up wind turbines have the right to connect them to the power grid and sell excess electricity back to utilities. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
On his farm in Dana in central Iowa, Greg Swecker raises corn, soybeans, hogs, and cattle. But he also has lots of something else, wind. In the field that sits just behind Swecker's house, cattle huddle near a shed to get a break from the relentless wind. There are a few trees here, and it's one of the highest spots in Greene County, a perfect spot for a wind turbine. 6 years ago, Swecker bought and installed one for $45,000.
Well, it's 85 foot tall to the hub height. It's got a wind directional finder up there, and it turns into the wind for you. And we're probably about 1,800, 2,000 feet from where up, a buried line up to the house where Midland is supposed to connect it now.
Despite the strong wind, the three blades of this turbine aren't moving. They're locked in place because the utility that serves the area, Midland Power Cooperative, refuses to connect it to the grid and allow Swecker to become an electricity supplier. The dispute involves a method of measuring electric usage called net metering, where an electric meter measures consumption, but when you generate power, the meter runs backwards. If you send onto the grid more power than you consume, Swecker says the utility should send you a check for the difference.
Well, this will do about 120,000 kilowatts a year. I use 40,000. And so when you're using that meter and you get to offset your electricity first before the balance of it's for sale to the utility company.
Swecker says if Midland pays him at the same rate it pays its other power suppliers, his backyard wind turbine would earn him several thousand dollars a year. Midland says it would be happy to hook up Swecker's wind turbine, but not through net metering. Because Midland is a rural electric cooperative, the company says it's important that all of its customers and members be treated the same. But Midland argues establishing net metering for Swecker would be giving him preferential treatment. Roger Wick is the utility's general manager.
We believe that the net metering issue would require other Midland member consumers to subsidize the operation and utility bills of the individual that would be installing the generating facility.
Midland has offered to install 2 meters on Swecker's turbine, effectively buying his power wholesale and then selling it back to him at retail prices. But Swecker says that's ridiculous because under that setup, his electric bills would be about what they are now. For 6 years now, the company has fought Swecker in state court and before federal regulators. But in November, the farmer gained an important ally, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. FERC told Midland that under a 1978 law intended to encourage renewable energy, it was required to connect Swecker's turbine and use net metering. Midland, along with a group that represents the nation's nearly 1,000 rural electric co-ops, is challenging the decision. The group's CEO, Glenn English, says what's at stake is whether co-ops can be forced to turn their backs on traditional suppliers and be told by outsiders where they should buy their electricity.
This is something that is very fundamental. It goes to the bedrock of what electric cooperatives are all about, and we will continue to fight for the right to maintain that form of business.
The outcome of Greg Swecker's case is also important for the future of small-scale wind generation. Wind power advocates say farmers are prime turbine candidates because they use lots of electricity and have wind, space, and few neighbors. But so far, few rural electric co-ops have allowed net metering, removing an important economic incentive for wind power. Tyler McNeil owns the company that sold Swecker his turbine and for the past 6 years has fought alongside him to get it hooked up to the grid. If FERC's decision stands and Swecker's turbine is hooked up, McNeil says rural electric co-ops may finally have to begin taking small-scale wind generation seriously.
They don't want this baby to be born. That's what it is, because it's going to open it up.
Despite the FERC decision, McNeil says he doesn't expect to see the blades on Greg Swecker's turbine spinning anytime soon. The rural electric co-ops say if FERC doesn't reconsider its decision, they'll challenge it in federal court. Greg Allen, NPR News.